everything that would be annoying if Drake did it, it's fun when Will Ferrell does it.
That's absolutely fair.
Drake that's running out in Kentucky warm-ups and like sitting through the training session with the team for no damn reason and airballing every shot.
The thing too is like, at least Will Ferrell can shoot.
Yeah, he'd make
like,
it.
You watch him dribble ball, you watch him shoot, you're like, okay, he tries. And sure. You see Drake, and like, it's crazy when we see Drake shoot and miss every time because we're like, he has a private court.
It's also so fun. Yeah, it's like, he's not playing at all in his spare time. It's only out here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Full Court Mess. We are starting a stream now. We're starting to record now. It is 3:10:22, Thursday. And it's earlier. It's just before 4 p.m. Pacific time. It's me, Jared, and Will.
Yep. No, Joe. We're still missing our sweet boy, but he's still busy being a father.
Yeah. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Joe, do not watch this. I just sent him a little basketball themed gift for his child.
Ah, yes. I wonder when we get him back, I can't wait to have him on and learn what little Rita Joe, learn who she's a fan of already. I'm sure she has a fan of. Yeah.
Can she dunk yet?
Is her first word going to be Westbrook, and will that cause a avalanche of fury that gets her banned from games?
Right, Westbrook or LaMickey.
A Disney.
Like, she's already an NBA Redditor.
The first thing she learns in life is that the Mickey Mouse title was not real.
Yeah.
We got a...
Hope they're good though.
Oh yeah.
Hope she's healthy.
Wanna
pictures have been good.
Bring an important announcement that this episode and the stream is sponsored by Coca-Cola Starlight. Only because Jared just bought one and tried it.
Dedicated to Joe.
Yeah. This one's for you, Joe. If it was really for you, it probably would have been like a Mountain Dew or a ginger ale. But yeah. I want to cover real quick what the Coca-Cola Starlight claims to taste like. It says it's a space-inspired Coca-Cola product, and it includes additional notes reminiscing of stargazing around a campfire, as well as a cooling sensation that evokes the feeling of a cold journey to space.
Okay.
And we had our first test from Jared, and we didn't hear anything about any of that.
Yeah, I need to preface this with I can't describe tastes very well at all. Like I cannot describe most sensory details well at all, due to being who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I on a basic level, I can. I'll try it again.
He's trying it, folks. If you're listening, he is currently taking a sip.
It tastes like Coke.
It tastes like Coke.
hold on.
And I can verify. I'm on stream. I can verify for you that this is a very red soda.
It's very red. I will say the first few sips just tasted like cherry vanilla Coke. My newest few sips taste a little different.
Okay.
Like kind of like candy, but. I was telling you, Will, before we started that, of course, soda is going to taste like candy. It's like
90% sugar.
Yeah. It's 129% of your daily value. It's 65 grams of added sugars.
Incredible. And that's for one serving. Is a bottle even one serving, or is it like two servings in a bottle?
It says serving size one bottle.
Wow. Okay.
Which it's funny because if I had a can, it would say serving size one can.
I guess, are they all claiming to be 12 ounces? Yeah, but those, and this is served exclusively in those like skinny cans, like a seltzer would be.
Is it?
It is. That's the can version of this they're selling. So it's definitely sleek. It's definitely fancy, and it definitely tastes like space.
It says space flavored. Let's check the ingredients. Carbonated water. Okay, of course. High fructose corn syrup. So far, this is on track to be a Coca-Cola. Natural flavors, fruit and vegetable juice for color.
Okay.
So there's that red.
There's the red.
Phosphoric acid, caramel color, and caffeine. So it seems like a Coke to me.
Sounds like Coke. I will say this to tie, in case we get like audited and they say you didn't tie this into the NBA in some way, I'm going to say that Coca-Cola space, whatever the hell it's called, Starlight is the equivalent of that time that Melo released like that 3-page long document of why he was changing his number to like 00.
Is he still 00
on the Lakers? No, I'm pretty sure he went back to 7 with the Lakers.
Incredible.
I think a whole old episode about that.
We do. I remember this. I think we named it after that.
Yeah, it was the most, he's 7 now. It was the most extra and unneeded thing of all time, and that's kind of what it sounds like Coca-Cola Starlight might be, but you better believe I'm going to get myself a bottle.
It almost tastes like cherry vanilla. There's something else there. I think, here's my review.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola Starlight is the Space Jam 2 of sodas.
Ah, okay.
And then I get a taste of it, and I wish I was just having a normal one.
And like
a vanilla.
Just a hint of fruitiness is the Clockwork Orange guys being in the crowd for the Space Jam 2 game.
Yeah. What an incredible decision for them to put that.
It's good they were there. It was important to the story.
Okay. I can't argue with that, because honestly, I haven't seen the full movie yet.
You know, I haven't watched it all. I just saw them in the preview.
We're going to do a movie episode still, right? I think we'll.
Yeah. Speaking of LeBron, you've been watching the commercial of him and his CGI younger self?
It's bad.
It's really bad.
It doesn't look good. I finally saw it the other day. It doesn't look good at all.
This is really like a normie-ass take, but I have been having some fun with it. I saw somebody say that they are enjoying that LeBron had the opportunity to tell his younger self anything about the future, and those are the things that he shared. And it's like, what is he sharing it again? It's like the most, like, two most trivial pieces of information you could ever do. Like, there are electric cars or something.
Yeah.
So if we're sending someone back to warn us or to kill Hitler or anything like that, it cannot be LeBron James. He's clearly not up for the task.
No. He's going back in time to tell his younger self, you're going to the league.
We're going to the league.
He knows he's going to the league. It's not news to him. So
it was already in a newspaper on his wall. The news had printed that he was in fact going to head straight to the league.
if you're an NBA player and you go back in time to teach yourself to play better, is that cheating?
Should it be treated the same as a performance enhancing drug?
Because if you go back in time and you tell yourself, like, in 2018, 2017, the Warriors are going to be relying more on a man-to-man defense in the finals.
I think... All right, I've got two angles I want to come at this from. One is, if you have to inject anything or take anything to make the trip to go back in time safe, then I feel like you hit that with a PED charge. But if you don't, and it's strictly you shared that information, I think it should be allowed. And if knowing more about the KD Lakers would have helped, would have meant that LeBron could actually beat them. And the KD Warriors, sorry. If knowing more about the KD Warriors would have meant LeBron could actually beat them, like, I feel like that's okay. I'm just impressed by that. If you can do it purely off information. And LeBron would be the perfect test subject because he's got, like, photographic memory. He remembers everything about basketball.
He does. Yeah.
So if he could run in there and be like, these are their sets, and that was actually enough to, like, tilt the series, I think he deserves to win.
Okay.
Because I'm curious, like...
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
How much it would matter if he, like, I mean, if you go back and tell him, like, he's going to take, like, in game three, Kevin Durant's going to pull up over you and hit this shot at this time. Be like, all right, I guess you could send, like, four dudes at Kevin Durant, but it's at that point you're talking, like, if you get a prophecy that you'll accidentally kill someone and you immediately, like, throw yourself into a river to stop it from happening, like...
Right. Like,
fate's a funny thing.
Do not give JR the ball in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, tell JR to look at the clock. Maybe it changes nothing. Maybe it changes everything. But if I'm totally with it. I view it like I would view like sign stealing in baseball. Okay. If you can get away with it, I'm generally fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
If he maybe could,
don't make a whole like system.
Around. Yeah. It's like there's like that line, right? You know, it's like I'd be fine with him going back in time and telling him something because if he can remember that 20 years later, power to him. But
yeah.
I would be less okay with him like. Recording it in some way and then like playing it into his ear during the game.
Or recording or just watching it with the team before the game. It's like,
yeah, and like,
or just really... describe because he has the photographic memory, so he could describe in detail like how the whole game's gonna go before it happens.
If he could describe it, I'm okay with it. I think I just okay. Once it's just like the Astros, once you add in that extra level of technology, if you're stealing my signs by looking at me, that's my fault. I deserve to have them stolen.
Yeah, and like if a player can like pick up on signs that quickly that another team's using, I'm like, that's really impressive. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, if you're recording the shit and then like banging the trash can every time,
that's not cool. That's
you've jumped the shark. Yeah. It's too intricate.
You didn't. It's like you didn't earn that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so. I think that's where I'm at with the. This sounds stupid for something involving time travel, but as long as there wasn't like a technology assist outside of time travel, I think I'd be totally fine with it.
Okay.
And what would be, like, what do you think the most important thing bit of information he could share would be?
I mean, one of them is don't give the ball to JR.
Don't give the ball to JR. I'm thinking maybe, right. Like, I would say something like, could he get, use his information to get Draymond suspended again, but, like...
But maybe that's how he got Draymond suspended this for that it, time.
It might be.
It already happened.
He took a few attempts at it and then realized if he dragged his nuts onto Draymond's head a little bit, that would be what it took. And he might have gone back and made sure that he kicked Steven Adams right in the crotch too.
Yeah. Dang. So we've been trying to figure out how this would happen when it already did.
it fitting for time travel.
Yeah.
Well, I hope when
that's
he...
That's why he's so healthy, because the way he's time-traveling is keeping his body, like,
chilling. Mm-hmm. 100%. And that's where I think we got a question if he had to take anything for the time travel, if that's...
Right, that's healthy. More of a PED situation.
That's a little sus.
Yeah.
But it could be that he just went, you know, back in time and brought his younger self an ice-cold Coca-Cola Starlight. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, having that back in the day, man, that would change everything. If I could go back and give my 17-year-old self a Coca-Cola Starlight, I might be in the league.
I would go a little bit further back. I would give, like, I'd go back, and give, like, Christopher Columbus a Coca-Cola Starlight. It would kill him.
Immediately.
It would kill him immediately, but the world might be a bit better
place. Yeah, you know, he doesn't get to kick off all that genocide if he has one sip of space-flavored Coke. I mean, right. I don't know if I can handle it now. Space-flavored? I've never been to space.
Never been to space. I wouldn't. But you give that someone like that, and if he likes it and he tells other people and they taste it and they don't like it, he's getting bricks tied to his feet and thrown into the ocean.
Absolutely. Can you imagine? Yeah, he's like, this is good. So they bring some to the queen. She immediately dies. And that's it for him.
Win-win situation. That's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the sort of thing LeBron could have been doing instead of telling his younger self that they're going to the league. See, yeah. This is why we're not sending him when we have the chance.
For a crypto commercial.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Fortune favors the brave or whatever it is. I want to note that the Lakers have been absolute ass ever since it became the crypto.com arena.
You know, LeBron did a Ben Simmons against the Rockets.
Did he?
Tied. He's driving in. And he's open enough that he has his hand up. He has the beautiful reverse layup that he can do. Mm-hmm. Put them up with like 20 or 10 seconds left. No, less. It's like less than 10. And he changes his mind. This would be a for sure layup. It would go in. Mm-hmm. Changes his mind and kicks it out to like Carmelo, who misses the three, and they go to overtime and they lose to the Houston Rockets.
That's incredible. This isn't the point, but one thing that really stands out to me is Ben Simmons really did a number, because for every year of my basketball watching life since, say, 2008 until last year, that would have been called a rondo. But now it's absolutely a Ben Simmons, and that's rough. It was that had a name already.
I wish we kept calling it the rondo, because that's
embarrassing. I mean, it's rondo, and it's funny because it also comes with a different connotation.
Yeah,
because for Ben Simmons, it was like the he had that like mental block, you know, the hesitancy and everything like that.
Right, like Rondo for sure like, scored.
Yeah, Rondo's is like was always that he was insanely greedy for assists and would pass up any chance to score just to get another assist.
Yeah.
I don't think Ben Simmons was assist hunting when the Hawks thing happened. I think he was just insanely rattled.
Yeah, he was just overthinking. He's he's back on the court tonight, warming up. Not playing.
Warming up with Patty Mills.
Yeah.
The Aussies are taking Philadelphia.
I love that his first night of like warming up is in Philly.
One of the first things I saw that was him and Patty Mills kind of like rebounding for each other. Mm-hmm. And the like immediate follow up was just like, people were booing early on, but they kind of got bored and gave up. I was like, yeah, the game doesn't start for a while.
Yeah, you're not booing for like an hour before the game starts.
With like seven people in the arena.
Yeah.
You only have so much stamina. You can't do it.
You will get tired, yeah.
It's like if you've ever been to a game, it translates way better if you're in person. If you've ever been to a game where the crowd gets mad at one player and decides to boo every time he has the ball.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things that can happen is if that player just keeps the ball for the entire shot clock, because everybody runs out of stamina.
Yeah,
especially in the college game. So you're like, you love this guy dribble it for like 35 seconds, and you're all kind of like, this is fun when they just pass it to him and we just yell it for a second. This is not fun to do over an extended period of time.
It's like, it's a power move by the player.
It really is.
Like, it's good stuff. Man, they hate Ben still.
They do. They're furious.
There's such an argument online. Do you see that about like, does he deserve a thank you video?
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I think there would literally be like riots in the streets if he got a thank you video.
Do you think though? Like, do you think he should get a thank you video? For all his
time? If the world was a very like kind place and we could just look at like his accomplishments while he was there, like sure. Like I think his play merited it, but even me, and I tend to be, I think a pretty much a bleeding heart about this sort of thing, but no way in hell. Like,
All right.
if you go out, like, and it's not blanket, like I think like Raptors fans were stupid to hold it against Vince as long as they did. And like he obviously did, but like this isn't a scenario. I mean, Vince was like the best player in their history. Like,
yeah.
Ben Simmons was the second or third best player on his own team for the time he was there, and he was a really, really good player. And if he had left as a someone the fans liked, I think he gets a video, but not like that. There's no way. I mean, he's like gonna be like suing the team after this.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he filing for, like, an appeal or something to get all his payback?
Yeah, that's what they said.
They haven't been paying him.
They said that's part of the reason he's at his game is he's using, like, he wanted to use the fan reaction. I don't know if that's propaganda or not, so if I'm just repeating, like, team propaganda, so I'm like, yell at me. Right. But right. That's one thing I had heard was he was like, his team was preparing to use the fan reaction to him at this game as like evidence or something.
Well, I could buy that. I could see that. That's believable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Interesting enough to make Jared go for another sip of Coca-Cola Starlight.
Sip of Starlight. It has a really strange aftertaste.
Is it like, it's not like the diet soda aftertaste, right? Like, I can't stand the aspartame aftertaste.
Oh, no. That's...
Okay.
It's like almost bitter.
Mmm.
I can't describe. I'm not the...
I'll have one. I will have one this weekend. You know, while we're on the new stuff, there's a new meat at Chipotle. Just dropped today. Pollo Asado. I'm pretty excited. Considering the best they've ever done with new meats is the carne asada. I'm pretty excited about the Pollo Asado.
Do you know that Mikal Bridges gets Chipotle every single day?
That's awesome. I did not know that.
He has a card. He gets it free every single day.
That black card?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Henson and Kendall Marshall used to have those, I think, back in the day when they were in the league. I don't know if you get to keep them when you're done being an NBA hooper, but Mikal's got a lot of time left. You know, he was the NBA player for the Purtle like a couple of weeks ago. And I was not very familiar with his silhouette. His silhouette makes him look like he's like 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's got like the like old bald man silhouette. And it looks like he could be like a tall Ray Allen when you see his silhouette.
And this is the NBA Wordle, right?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. To be clear, this is the NBA Wordle. He was the answer on it. And I didn't get him because one, I'm an idiot. Because I had to narrow down to like a 25-year-old on the Suns or something like that. So probably should have gotten that. I did look at his silhouette, and he's got the silhouette of like an old Ray Allen or like a skinnier Richard Jefferson.
I mean, he's not a built looking guy.
No, by
any means.
Yeah,
like he doesn't. I don't mean disrespect by this at all. He doesn't look like a DPOY candidate. You know what I mean?
No, he doesn't. It looks like you'd push him around.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a young role player on the team.
Yeah.
But he's got it.
He's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, what do we want to do? Do we want to do playoff race or All-Star first?
We can talk about All-Star, give the Warriors some good press because they just lost to the Lakers.
Oh, brother. The dunk contest wasn't good.
No, that's right, folks. This is your only All-Star recap podcast that's coming to you like weeks after All-Star.
Yeah. It wasn't good, man. It was... You and I always defend the dunk contest.
Yeah, anyone who's ever listened to us before knows that I will defend the dunk contest.
Forever. Like, the last few years, people dogged on last few years. They were good last few years. Like, this year...
I bowed out. I skipped it when I saw that Jalen Green was going to do an NFT dunk because I was like, this will be the first one I hate.
So the best thing about the NFT dunk is he didn't even wear it. He gave it to a judge.
Oh, cool. That, I mean,
who would like, I guarantee like doesn't.
Like, what is this?
Like, yeah. Craft. Like, oh, he gave me a moving picture like on a computer to hold. Thanks.
And did he take it back? Was that permanent? I'm curious what was going on with the NFT.
I didn't see it again after that. So
he just deleted it because it wasn't a good dunk.
I think also giving anything to the judge before your dunk is cheap.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, please give me a good score. But also it's dumb just in the sense that it's going to piss all of the judges who didn't get something from you off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get something for every judge, and then it's obvious you're bribing them.
Yeah. So, he wasn't that great. The one, I don't want to sound biased, but I really appreciated Juan Toscano because he just went out there and tried to dunk. He didn't do a whole show with it. You know, like, he didn't bring out any gimmicks or like anything. He went out there. Like, the extent of him doing anything flashy was like he had a special Warriors jersey with the Mexican flag colors on it.
That's dope.
Which is like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like coming out of an airplane, you know, dunking over a car. He's just like, I'm gonna go dunk. He made it to the final. He missed in the end, but I appreciate that he just like, I'm just gonna go dunk.
Straight. I did like that Cole did the dunk in the Timbs.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had love for that. And it harkened me back just a little bit to the Gerald Green barefoot dunk.
Yeah.
Which is an all-time underrated dunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you can do something in, like, shoes that are not athletic shoes, like, that's cool.
And I don't know if it made sense for as many people because he's on the Magic, but, like, he is, like, New York born and bred. So, like, I was like, that's fun for him. It all felt fitting.
And it was over his dad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So all of that was dope. But that was it.
Yeah, that was. I don't even remember the rest.
Yeah, and what Obi won, right?
Yeah.
So my prediction was actually correct from our predictions episode, but like I said, it was a crap contest.
I don't remember if this was my prediction, but I know it was my wish that Cat would win the three. Contest.
Yes, you did say that. Yes.
And he did.
Very cool. I thought it was
killed it. He killed
fascinating that the way the Wolves account Twitter account used that to claim that he's the best shooting big man of all time now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, okay, no, it's cool, but like let's slow down for half a second.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're the best 3-point contest shooting big man.
Yeah, even if you wanted to say like just threes, you'd have a decent one. But Dirk is the best shooting big man that's ever lived. Like,
yeah,
Cat's a ridiculously good 3-point shooter, and he is basically unprecedented how good he is at it. So I don't really have a problem getting historic form. But that was just a funny one. I'm like, I mean, come on, y'all, this didn't prove anything. But I was like,
I want him to be the best 3-point big man in the league.
I think in terms of at purely like volume and the different threes he can shoot, there's definitely not another star big who's a better three. I mean, Cat is a legit 40% on decent volume 3-point shooter, and he can shoot off movement.
That's not incredible.
That's not true for any other big man. No one else his size can do that. Like that, he is unprecedented in that. Like all the bigs who like quote unquote like shoot threes like. Embiid and Jokic, like they're better players than him, but they're not better 3-point shooters, and it's not even close. He's the one who's like, if he shot exactly like he did at 6'7", he'd still be a really good 3-point shooter, and that's not true for basically any of the other bigs.
I'll say also that he has better ball handling than the other two.
Jokic looks clumsy, but I think his is
his is very controlled. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
I think in terms of like speed ball handling, like dribble moves, I think Cat has that.
Yeah, I think he is as off. Maybe not. This is maybe isn't true now that Jokic is like truly leveled up his game to ridiculous levels, and Embiid's also playing amazing. But I mean, 2 years ago, you could still say that Cat was like offensively as good as any big in the league.
I think you could. I think they've caught up and passed him. But
yeah, he probably can't quite say that now. But it's still like the biggest gap for him is on the other end. He's still an excellent offensive player, More than that, just a ridiculously good offensive player for especially at his size. Everybody catches up, I guess.
Well, they didn't. The other two didn't win the 3-point contest, so
no, they didn't. That's a stain on their legacy. Now we get to call them cowards until they do it.
Yeah. What else happened? Curry MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he went
in Cleveland.
It was the kind of Curry performance that I think two ways I would measure a Curry performance. It was so good. It got the Cleveland crowd cheered. Cleveland crowd to cheer for him after.
He turned that around because they booed him in the introduction.
Oh yeah, they were pissed. Yeah. They don't like him. Yeah. And after a couple of threes, they were cheering for him because it's too fun. And it got my dad to call me.
Okay, huge.
So, I mean, that's like the two or three most recent things my dad and I have specifically called each other just for sports were Carolina winning in Kay's last home game, Caitlin Clark for Iowa, and Curry at the All-Star game. Those were all the ones that were big enough to merit it. So, very landmark event.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... That was a game where he really wanted it. That was a flip the switch game.
Yeah.
That was good. I think for sports lately, my dad, he texts me whenever the Pistons win.
Is your dad a Pistons fan?
He's from Michigan.
Okay.
And then
I didn't have this information.
He moved back to Michigan.
Gotcha. That would have just been so random if you were like, no, he has no ties to them, but he texts me every time.
Yeah. No, that's his like home team.
Okay.
But it's funny because it's whenever they win, which is like, maybe I'll hear from him in a month. I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I actually need to hear from you more often than this. Check in more than they're winning, please.
No, yeah. He texted me like a week ago. He's like, the Pistons just won an NL bite. I was like, that's cool, man. Maybe they'll do that again in a month, and I haven't heard back since.
they almost got the Bulls last night, but they did not. They did not.
Okay, I guess that's it for All-Star Break. It really was not that notable.
Who?
Curry was cool. 3-point was cool. I don't know. Is there
who won the skill challenge thing?
Oh. Cavs.
Cavs. Okay. All right. So we nailed our predictions this time around.
Yeah. Actually, the skills challenge was kind of fun.
I might have said the rookies were going to win, so I take that back. We didn't nail shit. But
I think we might have said that. Just because I don't remember. We either said the rookies or Cavs.
Yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be the Antetokounmpo post.
It wasn't going to be especially when in the end it came down to shooting.
Yeah. That wasn't gonna.
That
happen.
Was fun though. Those Cav guys are so fun.
Yeah.
Darius Garland can shoot also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Is there anything else that happened All Star Break?
What team do you think this is an All Star Break? What team do you think Colin Sexton plays for like next year? Do you think it's still the Cavs?
Good question. Because they have Garland.
Yeah. Or maybe the better question is not next year, but the year after that. Because
okay.
You really don't move him this summer no matter what, because I mean he's got like his value's as low as it'll ever be.
Right. They're turning into a Hawks in a way where it's like we might have too many good young guys. We don't have the space for all of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure I just don't know if the room is there for like Colin to be happy. And I don't know anything about him. Maybe he's like, I would love to be a role player, but he's shown signs of being able to handle a fair amount at a young age. But Darius has also shown that this is truly his team now, and he will not be splitting it with anybody. In terms of ball handling. It's also Evan Mobley's team.
The Knicks will go after him and do nothing with him.
Oh, for sure. He's very like someone the Knicks would love to have. I was going to call him a Nixie type player, but that seemed like a massive insult. And so,
yeah, because it's like, well, I mean that in the way of like the Knicks love to get a pretty good young guard with promise and then not know how to use them. And then their efficiency falls and then their value falls. And then they are like waived over the next summer and then struggling to make it back in the league.
He's also just like he's the type of player you can easily see the Knicks fan base like getting insanely defensive of. He's got like, you know, the legend to his name, the 3-versus-5 game in college. He's like plays with like super high intensity, and so he's like already a bit of a polarizing player. And so that Knicks would eat that up.
They're gonna be like, he's perfect for Thibs.
Yeah, like might be an MVP soon type deal.
Yeah. My number one guess would be the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
How tall is he? Is he big enough to play like a different guard spot, or does he have to be point?
I don't know. You on it?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay.
Oh no, he's only 6'1". He has to be point. He could be fun in like a this won't happen because like it just doesn't make sense like team building wise. But I think he'd be really fun in like a Heat type team.
Yeah.
Plus, like, cool. They have that advantage of you've got like Jimmy Butler doing a lot of like primary ball handling, and so you can, and is huge, so you can get the smaller guys on the court. The pet theory was everyone wanted Jimmy Butler and Donovan Mitchell to be on the same team.
Yeah, I think he'd be good because like Kyle Lowry's getting older.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing well. He's doing really well, but like, that's a good guy to have. Like, okay, play under him for a minute, and then eventually your minutes will, you know, switch.
Yeah, it seems like you want him to go there. I would like to see him, and I don't know if this is what he wants or he wants a bigger role, probably, but it seems like he would fit really well into the, like that Tyler Hero or the Tyrese Maxey role for a good team. It's like let him go and like ball out with some veterans. He can probably do it.
Yeah, because that comes with the promise that like your time will come. Like
you, yeah, then it seems like it's gonna get handed to you at some point.
Yeah, he just got Oladipo back.
They did. That was out of nowhere. I couldn't have even told you that he was on their team.
Yeah, I forgot. Honestly,
I don't know if that matters though, because from what I've seen of him since his quote unquote recently, I don't know if he's any good at basketball right now.
It's too bad because he was good.
He was awesome. For a while there, and then, I mean, that went away.
I hope it's gonna take him a while to get it back, but I hope he gets it all back.
I hope so too. Seems like a fun guy, but if not, he's got a promising R&B career to fall back on.
That's true. If he gets it back though, the Heat are pretty scary.
Yeah, that would be nasty.
That'd be pretty like, that's gross. Good gross, but gross.
I will admit, unless that happens, though, I'm not taking them that seriously as, like, true championship contenders. They, I know they're the one seed in the East, but I think they're, come playoffs, they'll need more star power than they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, their defense is really good, but I don't know if it's consistent enough.
Yeah.
But.
And one game doesn't prove anything. Like the Suns handled them by like 20 without even playing that well.
Yeah, that's true.
Last night or whatever. So, but I don't know. Right now, I just think like I think they're a very, very good team, and I think they also play in a way that's like conducive to being pretty dominant in the regular season. But like it, I haven't seen anything that convinces me that they're. I don't know. I would put them below the Bucks and the Sixers, which isn't a big insult. I would have them probably like as the third best team in the East. I don't think that's a big insult, but it's I don't have them on those where I think
those are both those are both really good teams.
Yeah, it's the reigning champs, and it's James Harden and Joel Embiid. So
yeah,
it's not so huge.
Dude, you know what? We were doubting this for a while. It was an early prediction that was given to us. Minnesota's gonna make it to the playoffs, I think.
They are. They could. They're not. They might, probably won't, but they could get out of the play-in game.
They're two games under.
They are. But I think they're two games under Denver, who I doubt is falling to the play-in game.
No, because Denver in their last 10 is 9-1.
And Jokic is a damn supernova.
Yeah, but Minnesota in their last 10 is 8-2.
The dream is if the Jazz would drop down there, but they won't.
Dallas could. Dallas could. They played a stinker last night.
Oh yeah, they shot like 17% from three for the game against.
Yeah,
the
they Knicks. Lost by 30 to the Knicks.
They scored what was it like 77 points?
Yeah, and that's with Luka putting up 31. So
the rest of the team combined for 46.
Yeah, that's bad. What else is going on? Well, let's tackle the West, and then we can go back to the East. Playoff run. Because how many games are left? 20? Less than 20?
Less than that.
Less than that, yeah. 15?
Let's check. It looks like 15, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Lakers could fall out.
They could. I doubt they will, but they could.
They are ninth seed, 28-37. Under them is New Orleans, 27-39, and then Portland is out of play-in right now at 25-40.
I think that's the only problem with the Lakers could fall out theory, is that I think they're bad enough to. I don't think the teams beneath them are good enough to for two of them to move past them. I don't believe in the Blazers at all. They're full on tanking. And I would think the Spurs are trying harder, but they just don't seem to have it. They're not good.
Too bad. I want the Spurs back in the playoffs because it's fun.
It is. And I mean, if they can win a game, Pop will be the record holder.
Yeah. Yeah, they just need one more. Yeah. I mean, okay, Lakers in their last 10 are 2-8.
No, they stink.
This is what we said would happen too. Later in the season, they're gonna get slower. They're gonna the fatigue's gonna hit them hard.
I think you could give them a bubble right now and it still wouldn't matter that much.
You know, their record, their winning percentage got noticeably worse after LeBron tweeted that they'll figure things out.
LeBron never specified when they would figure things out.
That's also
which is a key move. Be vague when you make promises.
Right. The Kings, who defended their decision to trade for Sabonis and trade away Haliburton as a win now move, are 2-8 in their last 10.
You know, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, that their record with Sabonis is the exact same winning percentage as their record before trading for Sabonis.
It is, yeah.
So that's good for them.
Right, so they meant win now sometime.
They meant win now in that they wanted to win the first game that they got him for, and after that everything was, that's the future. That doesn't matter.
Right. Did they even win that game?
I gotta check now. Now it's important.
I don't know which game that was.
I remember people tweeting about it very positively, but that could have just been because, let's see.
I think they did. I think they did win. I mean, they lost to the Pelicans.
In his, they won. They beat Minnesota in his debut.
Recently. Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. They won now, and then they lost later.
They stink. My goodness.
Yeah, they stink out loud.
Yeah, they're not making the play-in.
Is Steph Curry going to get back to shooting normally at some point this year?
You know, I think lately he's been better.
Okay.
But it's a slow for me. I think the All-Star game helped him kind of rediscover that form. Man, they're not good right now.
No, I'm curious. Do you think they hold on to the, where do you think they end up in seeding? They're currently in three. If they turn it on, they could move back up to two. Or they could drop as low as maybe four. It doesn't seem like they could really drop beneath that. Where do you think they end up?
They might stay at three. I think they could get up against Memphis. Because the last many games, Klay hasn't played consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggins has been doo-doo since the All-Star game.
He got what he wanted.
Yeah, it's really weird because everyone's like, this is what he needs. He needs that. This is going to give him a boost. It didn't, even though he's playing really well before then. Draymond comes back Monday.
Okay, that'll be huge because the defense has been horrible.
And Wiseman comes back really soon also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much of a difference that's going to make, but maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, our big situation is Kevon Looney, who does what he can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he does a good job when he can. And then behind him is Bielisa.
Who barely counts as a big in any definition.
Who I don't think he can. He's really slow. My goodness. Really slow. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I count that as a big when he can't run inside. And then like Otto Porter, who's been hurt in and out, but he's kind of harder to count as a big also.
Yeah, I mean, in a normal world, he's not being counted as big. He's a small forward and a fairly skinny one at that.
Yeah. So Wiseman would be nice. He's playing in the G League right now.
Okay.
So that's like, yeah, I think, he's at that level of closeness.
I mean, you've got to avoid the 4 seed no matter what. Like, you don't want Phoenix in the second round. And you don't want, really, I mean...
Oh, wait. The 4 seed? Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, that gets you like Luka round one and Phoenix round two. That's pretty nasty. The 3 seed isn't that appealing because it means you get Jokic round one.
Yeah, but that's not. I think I'd rather play the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Utah.
It's tough because the Nuggets outside of Jokic are so bad, but he is so unbelievably good that, like you said, yeah, they're like 9-1 in their last 10 or something.
Yeah. I think also, like, man, they're really missing Jamal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, their bench is horrendous. When Jokic leaves the court, they just hemorrhage points.
I mean, but their backup point guard is Campazzo. Actually, he's been benched way more lately. I don't think he's been playing as much lately, but
yeah, I don't think he's good at all.
You know, as good as those highlights are, because those highlights are really good, he has like the lowest efficiency in the league, I think.
He's awful. Did you see what Jokic did against the Pelicans?
Yeah.
He scored in the fourth quarter in overtime. He played 15 minutes of game time.
Right, and he scored like
31. Yeah, 31 or 32 points in that time.
Yeah, I think he's being disrespected in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I think it's really funny when you hear, like, is his team good enough? And then you realize they have the same record as the Sixers. And you're like, yes.
Yeah, and then you compare the roster. Like, even, like, not counting. Let's compare the rosters before the Harden trade.
Yeah.
The Sixers are better.
I don't think there is a... I will say, like, the three guys, him, Giannis, and Embiid, have all been good enough that I will not have a problem with whoever wins MVP. Like, no one's getting robbed here because all three of those dudes deserve it. I think it's going to be a lot like the Westbrook, Harden, Kawhi year, where it's like, I'm really fine if any of them win. I understand people who feel strongly one way or the other. Like, I think Jokic probably has been the best player in basketball this year, I lean towards him. But those three are all ridiculous enough where it's like if Embiid wins over him, it's like, cool.
I didn't realize how little people watch the Nuggets until the stats of how few people in Denver watch the Nuggets.
Well, yeah, their local fans are locked out of watching them.
That's crazy.
Like, it's not like a choice thing. It's the owner of the team has his own channel that he puts him on, and he's in a feud with I forget if it's like Comcast or something, but the channel's not carried. So they're only on a channel that people don't have locally.
Right. Man.
But yeah, nobody watches Nuggets.
Yeah. It's like, no, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. So seeing those stats last week, like the least watched local channels, I'm like two people watch those games.
I was also interested at the people in doing a lot of breakdowns of like foul calls, something like that. And I thought it was interesting that Embiid and Giannis get comparable amounts of foul calls, and Jokic gets about half. Mm-hmm. Which, when people were digging deeper, they're like, it's not like he spends his time in like different areas of the court that much. Like he's taking like similar percentages of shots from similar areas. He's still inside a lot, so it's kind of. I am interested by that. There's definitely a narrative forming that he doesn't get respect, and I'm curious how true it is. Like, I wonder if him being kind of naturally clumsier looking keeps him from getting fouls, something like that.
I could buy that. Like, honestly, like,
yeah, I mean, there's something to watching him run down the court. That, I mean, obviously, it's different than watching Giannis run down the court. Like,
yeah,
he still feels like he's like stumbling and out of control half the time, even when you know he's not.
Yeah, he makes it work so well.
But yeah, no, I don't, all those guys. And I was just seeing more stuff on the, he's basically an elite level defender now, which seems so absurd. Able to get there.
Looking at his, like, you know, he doesn't look like an athletic guy.
Yeah.
By any means, or like fast. He gets rebounds.
Oh yeah.
Like, he had like what, 16 last night? Mm-hmm. And that's like not crazy. Like that's normal at this point. To be like, oh yeah, another 16 rebound game. I'm like, how does he, like, it's crazy that he's just able to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it truly is astounding watching it, even from 2 years ago when he was already an excellent player. Mm-hmm. Watching that compared to now is mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the West, well, I mean, it's pretty locked. Like,
yeah, we know who we're going to be dealing with. It's just kind of a question of order. And even then, it's fairly logged.
Man, the top six, though, is good.
It is. That's very strong.
More scared about Denver than Dallas.
Yeah.
They did beat the Warriors recently, but, like, I don't see them playing consistently in the playoffs.
I mean, really, the top six of both conferences is studs all the way around.
We'll move to the East.
Like the worst of the top six teams in the East is either the Cavs or the Bulls, and those are still very good teams.
I'm gonna say the Cavs just because of lack of experience.
Yeah,
not in terms of like ability. They're all really good. I just think like they need a few years to be like a true playoff threat.
Yeah, maybe just one.
Maybe just one.
But not this year.
Yeah.
But nobody better take them lightly when they draw them. Like, if the Sixers get the Cavs in round one, they better take that damn seriously.
Yeah, especially when, like, Brooklyn, a healthy Brooklyn is better than the Cavs. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and Brooklyn right now is in the plan. And, like, if Ben Brooklyn starts playing soon,
mm-hmm.
and, like, Seth Curry is doing really well, that team's really good.
And all of this is to mention that since for the past few weeks or whatever, the Celtics have been the best team in basketball.
They have been. Tatum's averaging like 42 points in his last four games.
Yeah, his last two are 54 and 44, I think. So,
I love that the Celtics have become this team that's like kind of, in a way, it's like flipping the switch.
You can,
but it's always just like a little late. You know?
Yeah, Tatum's done this like 3 years in a row now. He starts off like shit, and then by this time of the season, you're like, this guy is legitimately one of the like couple best players in basketball.
And it's like every year, it's like, are Tatum and Brown really good together? Every year, and then they're like, oh, I guess they work. Yeah, it's fine.
If he does this again next year, where he starts off like crap, I am going to start calling him Paul George Plus.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
He's just doing the same thing, but slightly better. And Paul George Plus is a great player, so he's a great player. But
no, yeah, that's like not really disrespectful.
Yeah, at some point he has to be good for a whole season.
Yeah, how old is Tatum now?
He's still 25, I think.
That's a young 25.
Yeah. Bill Simmons' voice. He's 19.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, who else? Oh my
God. Sorry, Jason Tatum's 24. So it is a young 25 because he's 24.
My goodness.
And it's a young 24 because he turned 24 7 days ago.
Oh. He's got time. He'll be fine. Okay, so East, a lot could change because we have number one team at 44 wins, Milwaukee 42, and then 3 through 5, which is Philly, Chicago, and Boston, all have 40 wins each.
Yeah.
So that's kind of free for all. Cleveland at 6 also has 38. I'm less worried about them.
Yeah. I think it's a question of I'm curious how high Boston can climb in the next, in the last 15 games. But also at the same time, I don't think they'd be mad if they got the Bulls in the first round and the Heat in the second.
That'd be fun. That'd be really fun.
That's what they're set up for right now is the 5 seed, and like that's pretty fire considering you get to avoid the Bucks and Philly until the conference finals.
I mean, I think the issue with them climbing is that
Bucks and Philly aren't going to start losing games.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's 8-2 in their last 10.
Yeah, those teams are that's the problem with them climbing. They'll probably pass Chicago because Chicago's in a slump.
And even then, Chicago could maintain where they're at just because they haven't been the most healthy lately.
Yeah.
They're still missing Caruso, who like actually makes a huge difference.
Yeah, but they've got half a game on the Celtics, and they would need to start playing good basketball again pretty damn fast.
Yeah, they would. That'll be fun. I think we say this every year that we're like, it's really close, but this year's really close. Like,
yeah,
a lot of teams have a good chance.
Yeah, I mean, there's legitimately 6 or 7 in each conference that like,
yeah,
you can point to and say that there's a shot there, which is pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, then Brooklyn's still in the play-in. The Hawks, I don't, they need to figure something out.
The Hawks stink. It's not going to happen this year.
Because they were, like, so fun in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they got way too...
That early series was incredible.
They got way too cocky, way too fast off of that.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to figure something out, because I they have a really likable team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd think it. I don't know. I think they could make the play-in.
I mean, yeah, they're set to right now.
In terms of, like, winning the play-in to get into playoffs, but I don't.
I think they'll be in the play-in because beneath them is the Wizards and the Knicks, and neither of those teams is going to do shit.
I mean, like, I think they'll win the play-in. Because right now, they would be against the Hornets.
Yeah, Hornets are in trouble right now, but that's also the type of team Hawks should watch out for, because if they don't take them seriously, then they'll put up 150 points on them.
Well, that is true.
But, I don't know. Bummer season for them, but I literally think, like, the entire organization got too cocky off of last year.
I think so.
They really sat down and said, run it back, and y'all were not good enough to just run it back.
I don't think you get to be there. You should be cocky when you barely win a series.
Yeah, I mean, they upset a team that was obviously much better than them due to, like, the other team, like, mentally cratering. Don't fool yourselves into thinking you were there because you were the second best team in the East last year. You weren't. You went on a great run. But
yeah,
admit it is what it is and try to get better, and they didn't do that.
And, like, the team that you beat the round before that, because they beat the Knicks the round before that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they stink worse. They're like, they're just, and it's largely the same team.
Yeah.
So, like, man, the Knicks are bad.
They're awful. But if they hold their opponents to 17% 3-point shooting for the rest of the year and carry that into next year, then we're looking at a good team.
Yeah. How long is Tibbs the coach?
I don't know. One more year. I don't see getting noticeably better after this year and 2 years like this in a row. I assume that's it. This stinks.
Yeah. I'm surprised people are still pretty high on him.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get honestly being high on that team in any way, shape, or form. There's nothing there.
Do you see how... So the Knicks traded for Cam Reddish.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, I think makes good depth. I think, you know, it's not too bad. And Tibbs, like, didn't want him. Like, I guess told them, like, I don't want this guy. I don't care. And so he's just, like, not playing him.
Yeah, and now he's shut down for the season with a shoulder thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, though, with that context, who knows? That's why he's shut down. But, yeah, I don't know. Like,
too. That's a different context, but.
Yeah, it's clearly not working. Like, I wouldn't be that shocked if they mutually parted ways this offseason.
Yeah, it probably will happen. And, like, yeah, the thing with Kemba is, I guess the shutting down was, they said it was his decision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a mutual agreement. I mean, he wasn't going to play much anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, and then so he can, like, get healthy and play elsewhere. But don't know where he's gonna go next.
I got no clue. I can't, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I understand he's pretty washed, but like, I'm like, exactly how washed? How much of this is the Knicks and how much of this is him?
Yeah, because like, there's no way he's coming back to his like prime self. That's
gonna that's done.
But like, his offense, I don't think is that bad. His defense, I mean, on the Knicks has been bad, but honestly, everyone on the Knicks has been bad.
Yeah.
Like, Randall's supposed to be their star, and he kind of stinks. You know?
Yeah.
RJ has a good game every 3 weeks.
That's kind of who he is. Did you see, like, he's got a respectable three-point percentage on the season. I forget what it is, but it's decent. So it's called, like, I can look it up, but it's called, like, 37% or something like that. Like, something fine. It was so funny, though. They, like, broke it down, like, his percentages by games, and essentially he just goes like 5 games shooting like 0% from three and then shoots 70% from three. Like,
yeah,
he's,
yeah,
like, it's doesn't,
so weird,
it's not even at all, like, you can't, it's not like you can enter a game and be like, I expect him to hit 2 out of 5 threes today. It's like, no, he'll hit 0 or he'll hit 7. Yep. And it's a much higher chance he hits 0.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, obviously not doing anything for them.
Yeah,
the Knicks are bad. That's it. Glad we could sort that out.
I want to give you real quick,
okay,
we talked about this in the past, because I wanted to check up his three-point percentage, which is like 35.5. RJ, I'm gonna give you basketball references, RJ Barrett nicknames.
Okay, let's go.
While we're here, notable because there are 6 of them.
That's too many.
Yep, way too many.
Okay. All right.
And it doesn't even have... It probably does have the one I know best, but here we go. If you've heard of none of these, it wouldn't be that surprising. Maple Mamba, Ducky, Headband Ducky. Row,
okay.
Star J, Broadway Barrett, and that's, Duke of York.
A new one.
Yeah,
I don't like pretty these. Rough. Yeah, I don't like those at all.
Headband Row sounds like something that could be from childhood or something. Don't know where that's from. Ducky also as well. Don't know what we're doing there. That has
Mamba is just so clearly like he's from Canada.
Yeah, I mean they did the same. I mean, if you remember, one of the Wiggins nicknames was Maple Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
So it's like,
yeah.
All right. What, like the last guy with this nickname wasn't good either, and you're supposed to be the slightly worse version of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star J, I mean, very uninspired. Broadway Barrett, but no one's calling him that. And
no,
Duke
no
of New York
ever, yeah,
is, I mean, yes, he went to Duke and he plays for New York, but again, no one's calling him that.
Those are, they just sound like the most forced nicknames.
They do, and that's why, like, we hate, and I understand hating it when a player's nickname is like CP3 or D12, something like that. But at least people say those.
Yeah, at least people say them, and like we kind of hate them sometimes, but they work.
Yeah, it's, and it's like, I understand, like, anyone hates as a nickname, yeah, fine, hate it, because it's not really a nickname, it's just like, but it's a nickname in the sense that it's just a shorter thing to call them,
right?
It's not like a nickname for the purpose of like having a cool name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and yeah, I mean, those are terrible. I'm just imagining like what's his face, God, I can't even, Kevin Harlan. Imagine Kevin Harlan just shouting out Broadway Barrett, like, in the middle of a big moment of a game, and everybody's going, who?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. That's not what I'm, no, I don't want that. Here's something fun. Did you see who the Warriors brought out the other day?
Oh, yeah, I saw Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon, the real Jackie Moon. Will Ferrell himself.
That was wild. He had Clay in prison out there.
He did.
He was guarding him tight.
Yeah. So I guess post game, Kerr said that it wasn't his idea. It was actually Will Ferrell's idea to do that. So he's... Will Ferrell emailed him, and Steve was like, "I don't think this is real." But he said that, like, Will Ferrell is a Clay fan. He knows that Clay's been a fan of the movie. Semi-pro, And so they're like, yeah, come, we'll do something. So they surprise Clay with that.
For the That's game. So good. Not to sound too much like Bill Simmons, but I feel like it's very underrated that, like, if you would ask me a year ago, like 10 years ago, like which Will Ferrell roles were going to remain the most iconic, I wouldn't have put Jackie Moon as high as it is. It's like, I would have been like certain that I would have been certain Step Brothers was going to survive. I would have been certain Ron Burgundy was near the top. And maybe people like the other guys, Ricky Bobby, those are the ones I would have thought of. I would not have thought that Jackie Moon would have this relevance that he does in 2022, but it seems to only be growing.
I think that's because of, I don't want to say only because, but I feel like Clay did impact that some.
Yeah, it has to be, because a ton of it is like
Halloween, when he dressed up as him for Halloween, or when he had his first headband game, that first headband game, he's like, I feel like Jackie Moon.
Mm-hmm. Clay, and then, yeah, any other Hoopers who are into it, it seems like it's not like the NBA is more popular because of Jackie Moon. It's like Jackie Moon's getting more popular because of the NBA.
Absolutely, yeah. I gotta say, too, bringing Jackie Moon out like that, like bringing a celebrity out or like an actor in a role to cheer up a player who's struggling is like, it's such a wild move. It's such out of the box move to be like, well, you know, we can bring in a pro to talk to him about his slump, or we can do this or this. It's like, oh no, let's just bring Will Ferrell in to just run around on the court in character.
Yeah, I love it. Was also just such a clear line that like Will Ferrell is going to be like allowed in forever, like wherever he wants to be. Like, this isn't even his team. Like,
who is his team?
I think he's a Lakers guy, isn't he?
Maybe, probably. I mean, he lives in LA. He's probably.
Oh yeah, he's a Lakers guy because that's why he got so pissed at Adam McKay that he didn't get cast as Jerry Buss.
Right.
He wanted the role. He's a huge Lakers fan, but he's like, yeah, he's just on the Warriors court, like running around during warmups. It's like, man, he's gonna be allowed into everywhere for the rest of his life.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really funny to see though. I also loved
when he was still out there and he wasn't interacting with Clay. He's like, this is just like a show for the fans who came early. He's like, he was doing the passing the ball back out of the post up bit. And it was like, this is awesome. He's like, Clay's on the other side of the floor, like shooting threes, and Will Ferrell's just fully in character.
And he's making shots.
Oh,
he was making some shots. He has form.
Well, Will Ferrell should have hooped. He's tall as hell.
Man, should have. He's looking a little old out there. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, he's very gray these days.
He is, but he was working it. And then there's a part where like before introductions, you know, the team runs out there again, and he's just like trailing them at the end.
Like, and with him, you know, it would go like, he would not have a limit as to where he would go with it. Like, he would check into the game if they would let him.
Yeah.
Or even if they wouldn't let him, he would still absolutely try. It's like when he posed as Lakers security for that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He, like, tried to, like, escort Shaq out of the building or something.
Yeah. Which is great. That's, like, a whole other great thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's a legend.
Like, he's a guy, it wouldn't be that crazy if, you know, like, a dead ball rolls over to him while he's sitting courtside. He would shoot it. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Like, he would shoot that thing. And no one would care.
Like, no, they'd be all happy with it.
They're like, he must be doing a movie right now. He must have done that for the movie.
It's the opposite of if Drake on the sidelines. Everything that would be annoying if Drake did it, it's fun when Will Ferrell does it.
That's absolutely fair.
Drake running out in Kentucky warmups and like sitting through the training session with the team for no damn reason and airballing every shot.
The thing too is like, at least Will Ferrell can shoot.
Yeah, he'd make it.
You watch him dribble a ball, you watch him shoot, you're like, okay, he tries. And you see Drake, and like, it's crazy when we see Drake shoot and miss every time because we're like, he has a private court.
It's also so fun. Yeah, it's like he's not playing at all in his spare time, it's only out here. The private court might just be for show, because he also, like, he doesn't have, and I'm not saying, like, regular people are, like, like the average person's like a really good shooter, but like the average person who plays basketball sometimes has like NBA range in the sense that they're not going to only shoot short on every shot, but he shoots like front rim on absolutely everything. He like legitimately doesn't have NBA range in the sense that he can't get it all the way there with his shot form. Like that's not the case for like anyone who like actually plays a fair amount. You're not necessarily a good shooter, but you're at least throwing enough up from NBA range that you're confident you can get it to the basket.
It's like, bro, you gotta make at least one for us to see. At some point, it's been like 10 years, bro, make one.
Even miss one in a more respectable way, but the amount that draw heavy front iron is awful. Or just nick the front iron and go straight down.
Remember when the Raptors did the OVO night?
Oh.
Remember, it was like a whole alternate court. Every now and then, that was weird.
They spent so much time trying to really lean. They spent years trying to lean into the word the NBA team that has Drake just for him to just move to whatever team was winning recently.
Yeah, who did he move to? Who's he with now?
He picked a new team like 2 weeks ago. He was out like hyping them up or something like that. And like all the Raptors fans on my timeline, like, remember when that was like our thing?
Not just their thing, he was the team ambassador.
Yeah, he had a position.
Yeah.
That whole thing was embarrassing. They should never have done that.
Oh my god, you know what we forgot to talk about with All-Star stuff early on?
What's that?
The Warriors team ambassador. I don't think we covered Bam Bam.
Who I'm talking about? I don't think so.
So this is good then that you don't know yet.
All right.
This is the reason that Wiggins made it to the All-Star team.
Oh, is this the K-pop?
Yeah. So yeah. The Warriors, they get a new global team ambassador, Bam Bam, a K-pop star, and he's tweeting like to vote for, you know, vote this guy for All-Star, and he tweets to vote Andrew Wiggins for All-Star. Mm-hmm. And when you tweet that, you know, obviously like every time you tweet with the hashtag it counts as a vote. Mm-hmm. But if someone retweets it, it also counts as a vote.
Yep.
And so, you know, he's big, like,
yeah.
I don't know my K-pop stars. I asked my girlfriend, I was like, hey, do you know Bam Bam? She's like, Bam Bam, what happened? And so, yeah, that's why Andrew Wiggins is a starter. Mm-hmm. Because of Bam Bam. Like that, like, for sure is because of Bam Bam. And people were so fucking pissed. And then people are like tweeting like, ain't no way this guy Bam Bam watches basketball. And then all the K-pop stands like attack whoever is like, K-pop, you don't know that. You don't know that. He watches more than you. And it was crazy.
And this was always the route it was going to go, because for those big Eastern Conference heads back a few years ago, the year that Kyrie Irving was out until the All-Star break, he was almost voted as an All-Star starter. He had just gotten healthy. He wasn't going to be in the All-Star game because he hadn't played any time that year. He was almost an All-Star starter. Us haters wanted him to not make it, because I hated Cavs fans. The way that was achieved was by getting Lowry in as an All-Star starter above him. And the way that was done was by people doing iPhone raffles with the newest iPhone and including Kyle Lowry's hashtag in there and saying NBA retweet to enter. So they were getting millions of entries for Lowry off of that shit.
Man. There's also, remember the Zaza thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because like his whole country voted for him.
Yeah, this was always how it's gonna. It'll keep going this way as long as they have fan voting as a part of it. People are gonna to game it, but I'm all for it. It's fine if you're gonna have fan voting. You're accepting this.
I think it's fun. It's definitely another like big brain move from the Warriors.
Yeah,
and I don't mean that in a way to praise them.
Why are you spending your time on this?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's just so funny to me. Like, you know, I'll be honest. Like, his play has been good this year. I could see him as a reserve on the All-Star team. Starter, definitely pushing it. But, I mean, good job, Bam Bam. Like, you did it.
Don't release this to K-pop Twitter, because I don't want to get destroyed. But for me, the more important Warriors team ambassador is Guy Fieri.
That's so funny, because, like, He's been at the Suns games.
Has he been at the Suns games? He's a Warriors guy. He was dabbing up Steph Curry.
Yeah. I think he's like, he must be from Phoenix or something.
That makes sense, but he's always had courtside Warriors seats.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I swear I've seen him at Suns games. He just seems like a guy that likes ball.
Yeah, he enjoys hoops. I'll give him a pass for showing up at other games.
I don't know if he's a Suns fan or whatever, but he seems to just like... And you see him there with his kids.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know who the most consistent like Warriors celebrity fan is?
Who's that?
E-40.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, because there was always loads of...
Courtside. There was always loads right next to the bench.
In the Cavs-Warriors rivalry, Cavs fans were always shitting on E-40.
Well, why?
You have to... That rivalry changed basketball online, mostly for the worse. Almost entirely for the worst. But it did... It changed the scope of what you attacked about other teams,
right.
When people when that came about, it really that was the start of like Warriors fans, you know, really going at like Cleveland for being like Trump territory and Cleveland, right. You know, it everything changed with that rivalry, almost all for the worse. But yeah, I mean, E-40 was catching a lot of strays.
So he seems like a fun guy. just likes to go watch the team, you know.
Yeah.
There's got to be so many more local people to go after. Like, you know, why go? Don't go after you. Go after like Lil B or something. Remember the Lil B curse?
It was wild. I'm glad actually I don't have to pay attention to that anymore.
I mean, I haven't heard about any of that in a long time.
Very nice. The only curse that matters is the, I think, Brent's curse on, is it Harden? On Philly.
If it's on Harden, it's on Philly now.
Yeah, it's on one of those two specifically. But Big B, Brent, has his curse, and I respect that one.
I do respect that, 100%. I respect that.
I think it was on Harden, and he had to pause it when he was with the Nets and then reinstated it when he left.
Right. Makes sense.
So
it's back. It's active.
Yeah, it's back.
There's something else we were going to talk about, and I forgot.
That's fair.
I got to start writing this shit down.
I wanted to introduce that moving forward, once Jared gets enough time to actually play, this is going to start also becoming a basketball and Elden Ring podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I want to weave it into everything. I don't even play it, but I want to weave it in.
Right, but you've been watching, like.
Yeah, I've been having a great time watching. I think we have more opportunity.
Like, go ahead.
I was just saying, I think we have more opportunity for like niche basketball video game crossover content. Yeah. I need to come in here one day and break down each one of the gods in RuneScape and say which player they are.
We should do that. Definitely. Like, I'll probably start Elden Ring tonight, and I've been saying that since I bought it 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to figure out some bosses that are elite NBA All-Star level.
Oh yeah, I've heard great things about the first like horse guy or whatever.
The big man on the little horse.
Margit, I've also heard is brutal.
Yeah. Or have you seen Godric?
Yeah, Godric. Ooh, that's
has, like 10 arms. Like, okay, he can't play ball. That's too much. Like we're not even on the discussion yet, but we are eliminating him from All-Star contention right now because he has 10 arms.
I was watching a certified hooper, a guy who would have been absolutely dominant when I was watching some Hunter recently. And I saw Chairman Netero busted out his special nin ability, and it was a hundred-handed technique, and he just summoned a giant golden like statue behind him with 100 hands.
Oh, it's the Van Gundy form of fucking wall.
Yeah, it really was, because the whole thing was the guy was coming to attack him. He just wouldn't move, and he would defend it with all the 100 hands and smack him anytime he got close. It was the perfect defense for Giannis.
That is good. Man, we got to do some video game tie-ins. We got to watch. We still need to do our movie episode.
Yeah, and we need to, I think we need to, moving forward, maybe when we get Joe back, maybe before, depending on how long it is, something like that, but we should start watching along Winning Time and talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do that once, like, the season's out, so we can, like, binge it, though.
Okay.
At least watch at a more controlled pace. Yeah.
I might pretend that all of it's completely new to me and be like, all right, so apparently there's this team called the Lakers.
You know, it's funny that Will Ferrell was mad.
But he actually like ended a friendship over this.
That's crazy, because like I think the casting they went with fits better.
Yeah, no, I mean John C. Reilly makes more sense as Jerry Buss than Will Ferrell does.
Absolutely, yeah.
But he is. He said he ended his friendship and professional relationship with Adam McKay over it.
That's really strange.
And I don't know if it's like strictly a casting thing, or he feels like he was like, you know, like sometimes it's not, I wasn't cast. It's you gave me your word and then you broke it kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't know how much of it is that, but it is fascinating.
I don't know, like that. It's a better casting though. It is.
Yeah. I mean, John C. Reilly looks perfect for that role.
You know, what's a little disappointing, to a lot of people, I was interested. I'm not like the biggest fan, but I was definitely interested to see how it worked out. Was Bo Burnham was originally cast to play Larry Bird.
Was he really?
He was, and then I think I guess kind of late he had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts.
Damn, I would have liked to have seen that.
I was really interested in seeing how that would be.
But I think we're all better off that instead they ended up going with Nick Kroll.
Yeah. If only. If only. Yeah, we'll have to watch that.
Yeah.
We'll get.
That's right, folks. You tune in, you get to hear our planning sessions. Nothing is off limits to our listeners. You can hear
us
plan.
It's like one of those YouTube channels, they just put out that video, like, channel update. And I'm like, man, I'll see what's new with the channel when you post a video about the thing that you're going to do anyway. Like, I don't know.
I don't get it, but this is officially we're gonna start our crossover into not that Elden Ring is niche right now, but niche basketball video game crossovers.
You know, one other thing, I've become Fortnite pilled.
Oh, have you? That's big.
I have. My friend last month was like, "Bro, just give it a try," and I'm like, "I'm never downloading it," and then I did download it after years of resistance. It's very fun now.
Okay.
And then during All-Star Week in the shop, in the little clothing cosmetic shop, they had NBA jerseys. And you buy it and you can make it into any team, any number for a guy. And it's so funny though, because I'm just in this game with my friend. Like, you know, you have all these characters in the game now. Mm. Like, you will see, like, I literally saw someone with the Ariana Grande skin yesterday. Like, and like, you know, we talked earlier about like LeBron's in the game. They got Master Chief in there. They just put Silk Sonic a couple weeks ago in the game.
Fascinating. I know John Wick's in there.
Yeah, John Wick. It's fascinating. So you have all these characters, and you have all these, like, you know, new made up, you know, they're not part of any franchise and stuff, and all these people. And then there's just, I'm just this guy in a basketball jersey. Like, just running around. Like, my friend was like laughing because he's like, "You just look like some guy, like just a normal guy in this hellscape, like shooting everyone."
He was like, "Yeah, man, I'm just a fan." Just
that's what I was saying. I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm like, it's like Halloween. Like, I'm just a basketball fan for Halloween."
That was my move when I got to like middle school age or something. I think for two straight years, I just went as like a Colts fan and like a Bengals fan at Halloween.
I've definitely done that too. Yeah,
it's a classic move for a preteen boy.
Oh yeah, the yeah, it's like, I already own this stuff. I don't want to try. I'm a super fan this year.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I wear eye black. It's like the non-problematic way of all the people who try to do like the try to like dress up as the player and end up doing blackface. You know, it's like
It's just like, just be a fan of them. That's it.
Yeah, no,
it's
I'm literally just me, but I'm pretending that I'm a fan of the team I'm already a fan of.
Yeah, I bought this Warriors stuff for Halloween. Wink, wink. Yeah, I'm definitely not wearing it tomorrow during the game. Also,
this definitely isn't what I wore to school.
Yeah.
That had reminded me though. Shit, maybe I just went and lost it again. But it was when you were talking about Fortnite that it reminded me of something. But I am. Oh, I reached my final decision to not get Elden Ring. When I was doing the Arceus boss battle in Pokemon Legends.
Okay.
And it took me like 7 tries. And I'm like, if it takes me long to do this bullshit, I'm not able to play real games.
You know, I was really hesitant to get Elden Ring because I'm not good at these games. Like I played a little bit at Dark Souls 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I co-opted the whole time with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But Elden Ring, at least like there's more range stuff and summons and stuff like that. That now I'm like, people are saying it's more accessible. Like this is the most accessible. I don't like the wording there, but like it's more approachable.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you know, my dodge timing not good. I struggle on a few of those Pokemon Arceus bosses.
Mm.
But I'm gonna give it a try.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I want to consume it, but I won't be consuming it myself.
I feel that.
I just don't. There, it's not made for me. It can be like more approachable without like being all the way down to my level of approachable, which is a good thing because there's no reason to make a game approachable to literally everyone, or else like the people who liked it wouldn't like it as much.
Yeah, I'm all in on like I agree with both sides where it's like games should be more accessible for people who, you know, have disabilities and whatnot. But also like if the studio wants to stick with their 100% like their artistic vision, like this is how it's gonna be played, that makes sense too.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think the other moment I realized it was out when I was when I saw that you can't pause it, and I was like, do you know how often I sit here for like 4 hours at a time with a video game paused on the TV?
Yeah, that's why I haven't started it for 2 weeks since I bought it.
But like, I don't know
what so much going on. I'm like, I can't just pause it and then like, you know, someone needs me because I've been like really busy helping up like a lot of stuff last few weeks, and I'm like, if someone calls me, I'm just fucked.
Yeah. It's like, that's why, like, yeah, like, it's what made playing League so hard as I got older. Because I was like, I don't, like, no, if someone interrupts me, I need to be able to stop.
Right. Like, yeah, we have responsibilities now. Like,
and also, yeah, not even, like, pausing, like, during fights or anything like that. I just spent a bunch of my time listening to, like, the menu music in games.
Yeah, yeah. That is a game that sounds like it has really good music.
Okay.
But
I will be spending my time playing the newest, not that it's all that new anymore, but the newest Forza instead of Elden Ring.
Okay. That's fair. It's a good chilling game.
I heard it was absolutely incredible, so I'm excited to.
Yeah. So, let's do a. I'll take note of bosses. We'll make an all-star team.
Excellent.
Of them. Maybe that might be stream. We can make that stream exclusive.
Yeah, you can do a
make a visual tier list or something of basketball ability.
And we can do it with the character classes as well.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like,
be good.
What's the guy who? What's the class where it's like he has no like talent in anything?
Like the wretch.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like shitty guy.
The naked guy. Yeah, who? I don't know who that's gonna be. We'll get there.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Anything else? Do we want to close?
Nah, not for me. I don't think so.
Okay. I don't have like an ending thinker tweet. We haven't really done that in a while anyway. Let's end on this terrific stat line that I actually do have saved. I want to say this is the Return of the King. As last night, Tony Snell nearly did it again. In 31 minutes, he had 0 points, 0 assists, 0 for 4 field goal made, 0 for 3 from 3, 1 rebound, 2 steals.
Tony.
Again, in 31 minutes. He almost did it.
He's too much of a defensive stud.
Too much, yeah. He's so, okay, we'll close on the argument. Does he get paid what he gets paid just to do suicides? That's what a lot of people are tweeting, that like he gets paid all this just to run suicides on the court. Or is he worthy of being on the court? I obviously he's worthy, right? Like he's
yeah. I mean, he's like in a literal sense, like yeah. I mean, he's an NBA guy. Like he's a role player and sometimes doesn't do much, but like he's out there. But I am really impressed by anyone whose highest counting stat for a game is their steals, especially if you play 31 minutes. Like I got more steals than I did anything else is combined is nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It is fascinating though how he keeps doing this.
Yeah, clearly he has a play style that is conducive to this happening. He's like paid a pretty like average amount. Like he's out there to shoot open shots, hopefully hit them occasionally and just play defense.
Yeah. He didn't hit them. Wait, who is he on again? I don't even remember where he is.
The last I knew him, he was a Hawk, but I don't know if he still is.
I don't know. Because the pictures of the stat lines are...
He's a Pelican.
Okay. This adds up. That's a Pelicans game.
That all connects. He has been on another team in between the Hawks and the Pelicans. Oh. He was apparently spent 38 games... This year, this very year in Portland, he was a part of the CJ McCollum trade.
I want to know the CJ McCollum trade that we forgot to talk about during the trade episode, which you said before we went online was quite fitting to forget about that.
CJ's good. Pelicans are average.
CJ's good. He's helping them doing what he can. Zion, I don't know. Who knows where Zion is? He's somewhere.
He's in the woods.
Guess so. All right. Well, that was a good episode. We will hopefully be back next week, right? I think so.
Yeah. Don't see a reason not to be.
Next week. If you're listening, don't forget, just for fun, you can leave us a good review or a bad one if you want. We prefer a good one. And if you have any hot takes and ideas to talk about and whatever, send them over. We're on Twitter at what is our handle? Consistently at fullcourtmess_.
Yep. The underscore is important.
It is. Also important to remember that
thank you very much.